police want us to focus on family and fun, not funeral arrangements these holidays. They've just launched Operation Victor Easter with every available officer and piece of technology devoted to keeping us safe. Acting Assistant Commissioner Chris Dream says a simple way to avoid enforcement is by doing the right thing.
So not speeding, wearing your seatbelt, avoiding distraction, not using your mobile phone and those types of things, and avoiding fatigue.
Sadly, 19 lives have been lost on the North Coast region's roads this year, that area from Bundaberg down to the Sunshine Coast. Both the mayors of Noosa and Gympie will lobby the state government, calling for a review of Queensland's rating system. It's after land valuations were conducted for both councils for two consecutive years, with some valuations in Noosa doubling in that time. Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart says the rating system must be changed to lessen the financial impact that dramatic land value increases are having on ratepayers.
This year's budget obviously has to be guided by the land valuations, but this is looking at the future and to ensure that this doesn't happen again 2 years in a row with such significant increases. It should be one in every 3 years, which brings stability to local governments being able to plan their budgets, look at their rates, and work with their communities.
And the family of stabbing victim Jack Beasley are thrilled he hasn't died in vain, with State Parliament passing Jack's law overnight. The reforms will see the trial of wanding powers for police extended for 2 years and expanded to Sunshine Coast safe night precincts in Maroochydore, Mooloolaba and Caloundra, as well as on public transport. The Falcons could field up to 7 Storm players in their first home game of the Q Cup season tomorrow night. The Falcons are playing the Western Clydesdales at Sunshine Coast Stadium after coming off a bye in round 3. And the Lightning are top of the Super Netball table, and they want to keep it that way as they head into round 3 of the competition this weekend. They're against the Adelaide Thunderbirds at UniSC Arena on Saturday night, who are coming off a draw with the Swifts in round 2. Despite being undefeated so far, the Lightning say they're looking to improve on their form.